This is WLRN News. I'm Nadege Green. Finding an affordable place to live in South Florida is hard. Many people who are LGBTQ, getting older, and living on fixed incomes may not have a very large support network. And looking for a place to live can be lonely and frustrating. I spent some time with a nonprofit in Miami that's trying to help. Ari Bruno Camargo is showing me his collection of plants just outside of his apartment door.
And this is it's my suspend gardens of Bruno's house.
Pink and purple blooms sprout from pots of all different sizes. The 78-year-old is all smiles as he points to the small bird feeder he put near the balcony.
And I have a lot of blue jays come to visit me.
He calls his one-bedroom apartment in North Miami his palace. A few years ago, Camargo was diagnosed with cancer. As he got sicker and with regular doctor visits, he had to stop working as a hairdresser.
I was living South Beach, and I was paying $1,500 in not so fabulous building.
Without working, his only income was his $750 Social Security check. So he started selling his stuff.
My jewels, I sold some very good pieces of art that I did have to cover up the rent for almost 2 years.
But then he ran out of stuff to sell. His landlord was getting ready to kick him out. And Camargo says he would have been homeless.
I was totally desperate. I even thought about suicide. Because you have no way to survive. And I didn't want to be a charity case for my friends, you know?
One of his friends told him about Lambda Living, a group that provides services for older LGBTQ people.
Here's my bedroom that's still full of a lot of boxes.
Lambda Living found this North Miami apartment for Camargo, and they pay 70% of his rent.
In the darkest hour, what did provide for me? Well, they gave him life back.
They gave him his life back, he says. Lambda has helped place two other people in the same North Miami apartment complex.
It's living with dignity and being able to be true to yourself.
Cindy Brown manages the day-to-day operations at Lambda Living, which is part of Jewish Community Services of South Florida. And many of the people she works with are all by themselves.
As LGBT people of those generations, they're four times less likely to have children and then no grandchildren. And, you know, maybe they don't have any family left, or maybe their family disowned them when they realized they were gays.
Lambda Living wants to create more affordable housing for LGBTQ seniors who need it. In the meantime, they're helping where they can with rent. Stephanie, she asked that we not use her last name because her employer doesn't know she's a lesbian, says she turned to Lambda Living after being verbally and sexually harassed by a neighbor at her last apartment building.
Every time I walked past him, he would, like, touch himself. And I had already told him, listen, I don't do men. Leave me alone.
She has a disability, and she was paying her rent with a Section 8 voucher. She didn't want to stay there anymore.
I definitely would have been on the streets. I had nowhere to go.
Lambda Living found her an apartment.
They had one that I could stay in too while I waited for my apartment to be ready, and nowhere else would have ever done that for me.
Lambda Living is raising money to create their first affordable housing community. The plan is to find a small building that's in disrepair and fix it up. I'm Nadege Green in Miami.